Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Melbourne Parish Council Planning Committee on the 8th of July. Kick off with PL 16-26-27 to receive apologies for absence.
Apologies received from Councillors Wilson, Barnes, Hart and Campbell, all with acceptable reasons given.
Proposed acceptance, Councillor Clark, Councillor Alexander seconding. Those in favour, it's unanimous. Thank you. PL 17-26-27 to receive any declarations of interest and all dispensations.
None received.
Anyone wish to declare anything? Thank you. PL 18-26-27 to approve the minutes of the Planning Committee on the 10th of June. Did you receive any corrections to those?
No corrections.
Anyone wish to say anything? No. Can I have someone to propose that they have a true and accurate record of the meeting? Councillor Alexander, Councillor Clark seconding. Those in favour? That's unanimous, thank you. PL 19-26-27 to report back on those minutes.
Nothing to report. Sending the letter, yes, the letter's been sent, yes.
So we did send a letter as per decision relating to members of the public concerns about the planning. PL 20-26-27 is public participation. I'm assuming everybody is here for the planning application on Rose Lane. Mm-hmm. Is there anybody not here for that? Okay, then I'll skip over the public participation for a moment and we will jump directly to that plan. That's item on the agenda, PL 23-26-27, item C. Erection of three detached dwellings together with parking and garage, shared access road onto Rose Lane. This is the land between rooms 5 and 7 Rose Lane. Councillors, does anyone wish to start or shall I open the floor? At this point, I will suspend standing orders and allow members of the public to speak.
I'd like to know what you think of it before we say anything. I don't know if I feel that way.
I propose that you speak and then okay. We will decide based on what you've said. Because at that point you won't be able to speak. Unless you get asked a direct question by one of the councillors. Yes, at the back.
Hey, I've got three concerns about the project. Firstly, biodiversity net gain. The people who owned it had their offer accepted at the beginning of September. Midway through November, they bulldozed the whole site. There were mature trees on there, a lot of mature bushes. I'm sure you can see all that if you go to Google. Satellite view now, it would be as it was. And I believe that the pre-application discussions with the council were post having leveled the place. So I think essentially there's been willful destruction of habitat for the purposes of influencing biodiversity net gain targets and missions. The second problem, I think, is the lack of any way of getting people, pedestrians and people, disabled people with limited mobility from the development to the amenities of Melbourne, because there's no pavement, there's no cycle route, there's nothing. And the third, and I'm sure everyone else will be chiming in on this one, is the unacceptable impact of construction. Mm-hmm. In their access statement, they don't envisage getting a bin lorry up there. So how are they going to build three sites?
In regards to the net biodiversity, we have had that issue before within the village and we have argued successfully with the officers that they should look at what was there previously and they have done. So that, I don't think that is going to be a particular issue. The problem that we have with biodiversity net gain is farming out the gains to elsewhere, which I think is what they plan on doing. Something I violently disagree with, but it's like carbon trading. It's legal. There's not a lot we can do with it. Anybody else, please?
I wrote to the developers and I just explained how I felt living in the lane. And until you live in the lane, you have absolutely no comprehension of what it's like. Because the traffic goes at such speed if it's cutting through. There's no chance if a pedestrian happens to walk out, they can't stop. The cars come down so fast. Construction traffic will cause havoc. A dustbin lorry causes havoc. Delivery vehicles cause havoc because it's a narrow lane. We don't want it anything else other than the way it is. But I did not receive one thing from them. And I think three is just too many for that particular site. And also, most people have to reverse out of their drives because it's just, you cannot drive forward easily onto the lane and expect to turn. It's just so tight. Opposite the entrance they've suggested is number 16 Rose Lane, which is my neighbour. It's my neighbour. Their bank is like this. So coming out of that access they're proposing, that they've got to be so careful because the bank is so steep. They'll end up, I mean, I've seen when they were cutting down the trees, which is the biodiversity that he was talking about, and there were some young men came and they were cutting down the trees and they couldn't reverse into the access that was there. So two men were standing on the bank pushing the vehicle in. How they expect that to work and operate successfully, I have no idea.
So I just crunched some general numbers this morning. I'm concerned about the safety aspect. We have elderly, we have children, we have a significant number of pedestrians that use it as a bypass. We have cyclists who go between the station and the Saxon Way along there. So we have a large number of people who use it. We also have it as a rat run. So we have it as a lot of cars go down there as a rat run, which will become worse if we do not have measures put in down the lane at the same time as they're putting measures, which apparently they have to by law, down the high street to slow the traffic down to 20 miles an hour, which nobody abides to. It's supposed to be an access only lane, and nobody abides to the access only. So I just crunched a few numbers. Now they're not going to be massively accurate. So six cars, six parking spaces, two journeys a day in and out for each car. Over a year, that makes 6,768 cars going down. Then we have deliveries, so we'll say one a day for deliveries. We'll have one a day for visitors. That's obviously going to change more or less. That's another 2,200. And the rat run, I estimate at least 10 cars a day based on the fact that we already probably have that and it's going to increase. So on the basis of that, the minimal number I made was 12,608 car journeys down that lane increased on what we've already got before the builders get into it.
Which is not wide enough for two cars.
Which isn't wide enough for two cars. We also have a road that is in a very poor state, which is not going to be improved by one, the builders, and two, increased traffic. But the safety of the people down that lane is going to be significantly compromised. And this is a minimal estimate based on, my husband has three deliveries a day, God forbid. So unfortunately, as we know, deliveries don't all occur at the same time, so it's not going to be one van. We'll have Tesco deliveries, Waitrose, Morrison's. We'll have school ones because they're families. We've also got the building across the way that's going to be at some point built, probably a family in there, so it's another two cars. Doug, God forbid, at some point his house will be sold, it's probably going to be a family home, another two cars. So you're increasing exponentially the amount of traffic that's going down one single track, windy lane. That's my concern.
Add to that as well. You're basing on two cars per house, and there are three four-bedroom houses. Mm. These days, more children are staying at home.
Yeah.
When they get older, they're in cars because they can't rely on public transport. So you're estimating you'd be half
20,000 extra cars now.
And there'll be more rat runs.
Yeah. And more rat runs, because they're not going to put, as far as I understand, they will put sleeping policemen down the high street, but they're not changing it down the lane. We already have a rat run. It is going to, people will know, for the sake of 30 seconds off their journey to avoid the traffic lights, they will come through. The safety aspect for the people down there, and we have young children, we have elderly, or more mature people. So the safety aspect is going to be significantly impacted upon those people.
I think you're conflating two different things here. You're talking about rat running, which happens already.
That will
probably increase over time, yes.
Yeah.
But that is nothing to do with this construction.
No, but the construction, you're looking at probably at least 10,000 extra cars a year down there.
But that's one thing, but you're trying to mix the two together and you shouldn't.
Okay.
It destroys your argument.
Well, no, it doesn't destroy the argument. What it does, if we take the rat run away, we still have a significant amount of traffic.
It makes a busier road even busier.
Yeah. And it's going to become even busier.
I live on Back Lane. It's a wider road, but it's still a rat run, and there's no pavements, and there's no safe walking on it.
If the law
so
is enforced,
I appreciate how you feel.
The law is enforced as an access-only road, then we wouldn't have so many people down there.
Yep.
If you made it a one-way street, we wouldn't have so many people down there.
Unfortunately, that is not a planning matter, and it's certainly not a parish council matter.
Fine, but the position of the increased number of cars that are going to come down that road as a result of that building and the other two buildings that at some point will have additional cars is significant. You cannot ignore the fact that that is actually significant. For that road, it's a tiny road, it's really narrow.
That's
also in incredibly poor condition.
Thank you, you've made your point very clear. Anybody else?
I'd like to go back to what was mentioned earlier, the line of sight coming out of they're not going to back out from those three houses, they're going to come out forward. They will not have any line of sight until their bonnets are pretty much halfway across the road. Okay, so they're going to have an accident, particularly when they put their noses out and there's a car coming fairly quickly, like they do early in the morning, through there trying to avoid the lights and what have you. So there will be an accident there. Okay, there's pedestrians there, there's people, children going to school there. Okay, all during this time when there's a lot of movement. Okay, so they need to, and I don't know if you checked up on the parish lands, which is the first couple of feet of road's name. Each side there's a few, there's about 18 inches either side, which belongs to the parish. I don't think that was checked out, because that used to be part of the parish land, and I think it probably still is. So you could actually say that if they want to go for another opening down there, which they need to, because in the plans they've got, the crossover they've got now is in the centre of the middle of the land, okay, and they want to move further down. So as a parish, you need to be advised that they're going to cross your land. If you check that and it is your land, you would have some say in whether they can cross that land further down. Okay, they applied for application for that's the one that's already there. They will have to apply again to you guys to have another crossover further down. Okay, that's my theory. If that land still belongs to you, which I know it always used to do, because I was parish, one time you may remember I was parish board, I used to know where all the land was. Okay. So we want to check that out, because you could have some influence there if you were to say that they're not allowed to go across there. Okay? If they want to use the one in the middle is already there, okay? So that's, they can use that. Okay? But I think if they want to put across over any further down, they need to get that part to you guys. Okay? The three houses there is complete overdevelopment. Okay? I think you mentioned six cars.
At least.
Three
children.
Yeah. So there's most that the families now have three cars.
Yeah, especially a four house.
Of course, yeah, so that will happen. And it's going to, they're going to be parking all round, you know? And they're definitely not going to reverse out. They're not all going to reverse out. So they've got line of vision that they can't see down the lane. There are some houses there already that don't have line of vision, but they're existing. Okay? This is new. This is something that will certainly affect, particularly with all those coming out of the same little gap every morning, there will be issues for sure. Okay? So that's the other thing. The other thing with safety, there's only one fire hydrant down Rose Lane, okay? So my suggestion would be if they want to go on there, they would need to have a dedicated fire hydrant on site, because they're going to have to run a lot of pipes down if there's any need for any emergency vehicles going. Also, I think we were talking about biodiversity earlier. Before they raised that to the ground, okay, just before they came and did the surveying, there were woodpeckers, there were hedgehogs. Haven't seen a hedgehog since they've done that. There were mice. Haven't seen mice since they've done that. There were also owls in those trees. They were gone. I've got a bird feeder and it just stays there. Nothing eats there anymore. Okay. So I don't know if that counts. Well, I hope it does, because you mentioned that it happened before. That was that was almost a conservation error.
Could you write into the clerk with that information so we've got it in black and white?
Which one's the... Which?
Can you... About the biodiversity?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Please. Just so that we...
Oh, there's muntjacs.
There were foxes, muntjacs, owls, all sorts of birds.
When I first moved there, I didn't see the chaffinches before, and there were chaffinches in there. Okay. So the other one, I would suggest it would be the fire hydrant. I think we all agree it's an overdevelopment. I don't think we've been able to sustain all that. So it's reasonably heard. That's where I'm going. There's a lot of overlooking that people have talked about. People have never been overlooked before. There's overlooking from three houses in three different directions. So
if you look at the plans, then the elevations that they're showing, it's all just blank walls that are overlooking into people's gardens, so you can't be able to...
Cross Lane is...
That's not right.
No, Cross Lane, the house on Cross Lane on the corner, their garden literally will be right directly... The view from one of the houses will look right directly... I'm surprised they're not...
That's what they said,
...down
yes.
their lane. They said that it will actually look... All the bedrooms, regardless of a fence, all the bedrooms will look right down their garden.
Plot 2 is looked at, because that's the one behind my garage, that looks over to number 7, and that's the view there as well. That's where we're looking at.
He's
very concerned about that.
Yes.
He's very concerned about that. The function's not there as well.
It goes straight to the bedrooms. Can I suggest next time you close Station Road, you come and join us traffic wardens when we're conducting the traffic, because everybody thinks, oh, the Station Road's closed, or the High Street Hill traffic lights are out, we'll go down Rose Lane. So there were three or four of us one morning directing traffic, and they've got nowhere to go.
Can I just ask, while there's so many people here from Rose Lane and environs, completely separate question, would you be happy if it was made one way?
No. The cars will be faster.
They're going much faster
because they know there's nothing coming towards them.
But they'd only go one way.
Yeah,
they'd only morning or evening.
It has been considered.
It's just a thought.
Mm-hmm. What about the speed measures? Sorry, what about if you put speed measures?
What, like in the village already?
No. Something to stop them.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
That was just an aside. We're not here to fix that at the moment. Okay, anybody else?
So I think there's two elements to the traffic thing for me. The first, I think, has been well made around the impact long term of additional housing, and therefore the numbers of just BAU traffic. But and I don't know if it's at this point, but the construction traffic,
yes,
with a site that big, the size and nature of the vehicles going down there is going to be extraordinary. There's going to be a lot of it, and physically, I can't see how it will get down there without guaranteeing damaging the verges, the road. It's absolutely certain there'll be damage. And it feels like one of those things that should be calculable. How narrow, in its narrowest, is the lane? What's the average width of a big delivery lorry? As soon as you take that into account, there'll be inches of margin, and almost at some point you'll go, they're going to have to go up that little verge to get down it. This feels like something that can be assessed and can be factually produced to say, the construction company should be able to say, we think there's going to be however many hundred deliveries on these types of trucks. That's the level of detail that I think we need to understand, the damage that's likely to be caused, the risk, let alone all the health and safety and other things. It's long-term damage to a very poor state in that sense, let alone all of us who are going to be thinking about, right, that's going to get taken care of
There will have to be a traffic management plan on the site, and given the state of... One conversation at a time, please, guys. I think that's going to have to include the things such as delivery times, not within the rush hour, and vehicle size, because you're not going to get an Arctic down there.
No.
People have tried.
You'll get stuck.
And they can point to the damage.
But that will need to be... But yes, certainly we will be raising that issue. Councillor Clark.
You say you have problems now, obviously, and I understand because I walk down there quite a lot myself, so I do see it. But what about the refuse lorries when they come down? Now, they are probably not dissimilar to the size of trucks that you're going to get going down
just
there.
Just about when, like it.
And they don't have to do a right angle turn either.
No. And they're very slow.
They have got wider. Okay, they changed their lorries some years ago, and their track extent was made wider, the track of the lorries, so they were wider. And if you notice now, the lane is wider. They've taken out your parish banks on both sides, right? Or well, some of it. Okay, so you can see that, and if you see where the tarmac is. There's now mud each side, so they've increased the width of the lane somewhat with that larger lorry. Now, going back to the bin lorries. Now, they're never going to get a bin lorry in there. So on a Tuesday, all the residents are going to have to bring down their. I don't get a bin lorry around there unless they have a small one specifically for them to go and collect it from their houses. They'll need to bring all their bins down to the road, which is going to be a small opening, for collection. Now, how's that going to go down with the residents there? Well, how's that going to go down with? Because I don't think, because it's not going to be taken over by the parish. That little, it will be maintained by a maintenance company, I'm guessing. It's not going to be a parish.
The road.
So they've got to look after that as well. So I'm not sure that's going to occur. That they'll be able to collect all those six bins. Certainly not the one that goes down. Parts of the council put them separate on there. They're just for them.
No, they'll have to bring them down.
They'll have to bring them down. Now, we know what that looks like when they do that. And it's a mess, because if they're going out to work, they'll just be there and they'll be forever. Unless they've got one of the kind neighbours that's going to live there, if it gets built, they're going to have to move them all back from them all to get the cars back in. Okay? So I don't quite know how that's going to work either. I'd like to go back to this line of sight thing, because I think that's very important. And I'd like to know if there's anyone, if there is an accident there and somebody, if John gets hurt or whatever, who's been responsible for that in the plan, once the plans have gone through? Is there a known person who's going to put this through and sign off on this and say...
No. However, highways are usually... highways are usually extremely hot on line of sight.
I think so.
And they object to so many planning applications.
Yes.
And say that this must happen.
Can I just... They'll be looking for a splay.
Yeah, a visibility splay.
Can I just say on a personal level, we live on the High Street and Rose Lane corner in a listed building, and we have in the past had the corner of our house damaged due to lorries reversing, and Sally Ann as well had hers done as well a couple of years ago. And I am, on a personal level, very concerned about the increased amount of building traffic and the impact, with the best will in the world, and I know these drivers are, and on the whole, they're fantastic drivers, but there were many a time I didn't stand out on the corner of my on my pavement just to watch them, because the way they swing round, I live in fear that our house is going to be damaged. And if it does occur, I would like to know who has a liability.
The driver and or his company.
Right, because it's a listed building and they will be looking at a small fortune having to spend out. And this is the problem, is, you know, we've had it happen in the past and I'm very concerned that it will happen again. Is the plan for the lorries to go through, is a straight line through the lane and out the other side, or will they have to back up?
Well, if they're delivering to site, they'll be able to turn around on site.
That's the hope. Yeah. So when the houses are built, until the plans for buildings have gone up, and they're not going to be able to, if we're not looking at a refuse lorry being able to get in and reverse around, then we're not going to get builders or lorries going in as it's being built.
Well, as I said, we're going to have to ask for a size limitation on delivery trucks.
Which means there'll be an increased number of trucks because they'll have to get more things in on a smaller load.
Yes.
And in the real world, somebody will turn up in a particularly lot to deliver in the roof truck.
They often do.
They won't be told until they get there.
They will know, because that's what the traffic management plan is all about, and that's what the lead contractor, the developer, has to come give that information. And if this goes ahead, the traffic management plan will be published. You can all get a copy. And any violation of it, you can report to Planning Authority of South Cowes, and they will do something.
So along with that, does there become a risk assessment as well? Of all to the lane, to the residents, to...
That I don't know.
Because there should be. I would have said so. I don't know. When they suddenly bring all these trucks down and not do a risk assessment, how can they bring the trucks down and not be told that they've got some repair, any damage that they do to any of the houses, the garden, whatever? There has to be something.
Yes, sir.
I don't know the extent to which this is a material consideration for you, but certainly the promotional literature they sent out advertised the entrance is actually a benefit to traffic on Rose Lane, because people will be able to pull in, people will be able to move past, but unless they're building it to an adoptable standard and can guarantee that it will be adopted, which it won't, it's just another person's driveway. And I know from bitter experience how much Rose Lane is loving pulling into their driveways.
And I was just about to say the same thing, because I live opposite the first house. And we've got a joint driveway with number 16. We're 14 own, they're number 16. And we've got a brick driveway, they've got a concrete driveway. But the amount of traffic that's likely to pull in there, because they can see an opportunity to hold back while somebody passes, will just ruin our driveways. And the most worrying thing of all is that we've got all our electricity, internet, all that sort of thing on the edge of our bank, and we're forever putting a pot on it so that people aren't cutting off the water, the internet, everything. And the other thing is, I think there's only one sewer going down the lane. Only one sewer, I think, isn't there? But you know, I mean, how big is it? Because it's not a big sewer, is it? Not a huge pipe, because we've looked at it.
Anything else, folks? Because we seem to be going around in circles. Yes?
I'd just like to say I agree with every comment that's been made today. Also, the impact that it's actually going to have on the physical road with all that traffic going down there, because it isn't in a very good state as it is, whichever angle you go in from. The issues that it will have with the nature, not just on that plot, but the whole area, of the noise and the dust and all that kind of stuff, obviously it's going to impact people's houses, but also the nature side of it as well. And there's one thing else I was going to say. I think from my personal point of view, coming from somebody that grew up in this village, I don't understand why it needs to be four bedroom houses. Like, where is the buildings being built for village people rather than big expensive houses on such a small plot?
Is anybody else?
What would you advise us to do from now on about this? Do we write or what do we do? To district council?
I would submit, go into the planning portal and submit a comment. Everybody. It's important. Lots of objections go in if you're that vehemently against it, which seems to be the case.
We're all happy for one, aren't we?
I've put comments into the planning portal, and that's about as much as you can do, I'm afraid. We can request for it to go to District Council Planning Committee, in which case, if it does, you'd be able to go and speak. Lots of people can go and speak. However, Planning Committee rarely considers anything below about 200 houses. They don't get involved in little filling jobs. So it is extremely unlikely that would happen. We can ask, but it probably won't happen. Councillor Alexander.
From the experience we had with another site in a similar situation, really, really do put your comments in. And do stress the biodiversity issue, because from experience we did ask for site visit. The local authority ecology officers came along, so they were able to see that destruction had been done before the planning application went in. They could accurately assess the, you know, the difference it had made, and although it didn't stop the application going through, it did put in lots of conditions and it did impose penalties. So that really is worth doing. And yes, everybody put one in, the more there are, and ask for site visits.
I think somebody said they used the planning portal. Was you did that you could try to put something on the planning portal on the page and it couldn't get through?
Can I just help on that one? I would suggest that if Burner portal is the easiest way, but you've got to register. Sometimes people are not very familiar with how to do that. Yeah. You can send an email to planning at South Cams, quoting the planning reference number,
all right,
put your comments, and they legally have to upload that onto the board.
Okay, that's probably
best. Councillor Clark.
I would suggest, obviously, you need to rally the troops, as it were, but please write individual letters, because if they smell a rat of, AI, it's the same phrase. Individually write, please, don't consult each other. I think you've all got the same themes, but do it in your own speak, do it your own way, so that it's coming in as individual letters, not one person sitting there drafting 30 letters for the lane, because that won't work, and they'll smell that very quickly. So please do it all individually. But also, I think, I don't know whether you agree, Chair, I'll do this through you, but I think when we write to them, we will be asking a planning officer to attend site, accompanied by councillors, so that we can walk the road, explain things to them. Because a lot of these decisions, unfortunately, because of resources, and you say you can't blame the individuals, but a lot of these sites are ticked through if all the bits and pieces are in a line, sort of thing. You know, if the ducks are all in a row, a lot of these things will get builded through. So we will, I think, be asking for a planning officer to please attend the site before they make a decision, because it's a very peculiar, no disrespect to any residents, a peculiar type of road that needs and warrants inspection, because this is very quirky down there. And anybody that lives in the village will know that. But of course, a planning officer might come from Peterborough or somewhere, who works at Cambridge, and you don't know, and they never know the site. So I would ask for planning officers please to attend and inspect, because I think you mentioned it earlier, four bedroom houses are going to look out of keeping in a lane like that, if you want to try and keep the lane looking relatively consistent. Maybe two houses, one a bungalow, one a house, might be more palatable, but three, four bedroom, five bedroom houses is going to stick out like a sore thumb. Yeah. Now, that might not bother the planning officer correctly, but if they come down and see it, you know, it gives them a visual, they can actually have a look at this, and you've got your best fighting chance if you can get a planning officer down there to inspect the road, obviously in keeping with possibly someone from council.
The developer came in November with a planning officer from Cambridge. I understand that if, like, say, someone wants an extension or something, you can, like, ask the council if that sort of thing's going to go through before you put planning in. Do you think that's what the developer is?
The developer will definitely have made use of the pre-planning service.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And in fact, in one of the documents on the portal, it does say that they reduced from four down to three.
They've already compromised, you see.
Has anybody looked him up on the website? Has anybody looked up this developer on the web? That's what not to go there. That's
what to go there. If nobody else has got anything pressing that hasn't already been discussed. Yeah? Okay.
Oh, sorry, I meant no. I was doing this for a spot.
Okay, then I will reimpose standing orders. It's now down to councillors to discuss the application. I would request quiet from the rest of you. You are, of course, welcome to stay or leave. Thank you very much for attending.
As many letters as possible. That's the important thing.
Are we discussing this or are we
this one? We haven't made a decision yet. Okay. Councillor Alexander, do you want to start?
Putting
you on the spot.
Putting me on the spot. Well, my gut feeling is it's overdevelopment. As you just suggested, maybe a couple of dwellings, not a matched pair, something that echoes the feeling of Rose Lane, which is a small village lane that's evolved over centuries, would be better. I think we certainly need to stress the fact that the site has been ground zeroed before application has gone in. We've seen what happens in that situation already, and that and stress that we consider a site visit is important, along with say somebody from the parish council to go along as well, and any interested residents. I don't think that the site, as they're showing it on their plan, they don't have anywhere on the site that allows for parking other than residents, and there's nowhere that any visitors can park unless they park in the high street or along Dolphin Lane at the other end or something like that. There needs to be more space on the site, I think, for turning vehicles, for visitors, for a delivery guy, that kind of thing.
And they have got a turning area at the end of the road.
But they're showing two cars in it.
I don't think that's showing the parking space.
No.
It's just showing two.
I thought it was two vehicles for the property. And one of the properties is only showing it's got one vehicle.
Mm-hmm. But it's got a garage as well.
Has it?
Yeah.
Oh, has that one got a garage? Oh, I missed that one. I missed that bit. Yes, I think they've overdeveloped the site. If they put a couple of properties on there and gave them a bit more space, somewhere for a cargo to stop and deliver, that sort of thing.
Well, it looks like it's a two-way road, albeit a very small road, so you can park on one side.
The road on the side?
Yeah. So you can park on one side without blocking it, so that's a step up from
Rose Lane. But turning in on off Rose Lane with two vehicles, that's not going to happen. Especially the size of people's cars these days. Might get in on my Mini, but...
So what we're looking at is...
There's a site plan somewhere, isn't there?
Yeah.
Locations. Yes. It's sort of a bit wider at the entrance and then it narrows, doesn't it? Is that the same as the one that's actually got it on the application there? I think it's different, isn't it?
Slightly different.
This isn't the same as it's on the application, no?
Slightly. There's not a lot of changes.
I think the layout's slightly different. The street scene drawings are misleading.
I think that was all artist sketches.
There were the photos, I think. Is it right at the very end?
Site layouts and...
Site photographs. Could it be left
No, the site photos are the photos of the existing one.
No, this is pretend photos, AI photos, of what they're saying it's going to look like. So this is the cottage that's there already. Yes, and then that is what the first house will look like. And then if you look at the other one, I think it's coming from the other direction. Yes. And it's sort of so open, and there is no way there is that space there at all. Absolutely no way.
I think they've done that.
Yes.
Zoom, what do they call it?
Fisheye.
Yes.
Fisheye.
It's
wonderful.
So,
that's made up.
Misleading.
Yeah.
That's information.
That's very misleading.
There's no way that's going to be
I think that's this one.
That's very misleading.
I had a look at all of the documents.
Have you never had a kitchen designed?
No, I've got a husband that does that.
That's what's in on the planning portal for where everything's all arrayed.
Yes, is that plot 2 at the top left?
That's showing the nooks down the garden.
Yes, across lane. There's only one car shown at that property there.
But there's a garage in front of it.
But there's a garage in there.
Yeah, so there's two parking spaces for all properties. So the two cars shown at the top, that's the turning area.
But You get mum and dad come and visit on bank holiday weekend, and where are they going to park? And then leave Turning Circle and etc. There isn't anywhere.
Councillor Clark.
I concur with Councillor Alexander completely on everything she's mentioned. I think the biodiversity is important that we do mention that and we get the eco guys down there. Also, I think we need to investigate our land ownership, because I know at the end, the other end, we own the plot on the bank.
Yeah.
Because we had that small altercation a few years ago.
Yes.
And so I know there are bits and pockets of land that we do own, and if we do own something down there, then we have the right to say no.
Mm-hmm.
They can't overrule us because it's our land. It's our land.
Mm-hmm.
So
we did that in Maple Way, didn't we?
I think that's definitely worth investigating, mm-hmm. and also maybe pointing out to the planners as well. But I think we need to request strongly that a planning officer does come down there and discuss this with the council directly on site, and hopefully by the time it all sort of finds its way through that process, there'll be something like 30 or 40 letters already sitting on the planning officer's desk, because it's going to have to be a lot. One or two, I'll cut it, but different letters written by various people, and also in the close behind as well, because it all feeds into this. So I think that's extremely important. But I think two properties would be more than adequate, and one of those should be a bungalow at least, because you do not want to take away the character of something like Rose Lane.
No.
I mean, it's been around for a very long time, and there is a nice bit of history there on there. Yeah, oh, okay, there's a few more modern-ish ones, but they're sort of semi-in keeping. You know, you can sort of walk past them and think, yeah, that sort of fits. But a very modern, ultra-modern, four- or five-bedroom house stuck up there like that just does not fit down the lane like that. So that's my...
As well as the planning officer, I think we should stress that we feel the ecology officer needs to be there as well.
At the same time?
Because they were extremely helpful with a lot of the site we were dealing with.
So, excuse me, through you, Chair, I think also it might be sensible that we ask that we could be there when Highways come down to do an inspection, because local knowledge is going to be invaluable. And yeah, I've been down that lane where you've had two cars facing off each other and neither of them wanting to move. So I think also one of the things that we've had, and we've encountered this on other sites, when obviously, which you will go through, I'm sure we'll go through at some level, we need to insist that no workmen's cars are on the road, because they will park wherever they like, and they need to be off on site. Only parking on site should be allowed, and that should be one of the conditions. Because if they start parking five or six vans down the lane, nothing's going to get past them, or it's going to be dangerous. So I think it needs to have an insistence of on-site parking only for people working that site.
I have a very unhappy councillor at the end of the road opposite you, won't you, Sally Ann, if she can't get parked?
Well, they can always...
they have a big driveway,
yeah.
You know.
Well, she can put up a couple of five, three or four of the lorries. They can park in her.
Yeah.
No, I think she'll probably turn around and say that.
Yes.
Surely. No, but I think that's important, that it's an on-site work.
Right. Just one
small observation concerning construction traffic. Currently, there is that conversion in Chapel Lane is happening.
Yes.
And the builders have coned off a section of Orchard Road opposite the entrance to Chapel Lane, stopped parking there. The cones have been there for two or three weeks now. Because when they come with their delivery lorries, there was a big arctic, they needed to get a crane down there to drop bits of building onto the site. It couldn't turn in from Orchard Road into Chapel Lane, neither forwards or backwards, because you had the wall on one side, there was the telegraph pole on the other side, and it created all kinds of chaos there. And Rose Lane, that entrance would be much more restricted than even the Chapel Lane situation.
We park so, our cars along the wall because we don't have allocated parking.
Yes.
And the refuse lorries can get past us. They're really good. They get past us and they don't move. But we have been asked for the house that's been repurposed and rebuilt down the lane. The builders asked us to move to get down, which on a daily basis we have not been bothered by it, so we've moved, we parked on the high street to allow them. But because there is actually no allocated parking, it means that other cars can park there. So what we may well end up with is other cars coming along and parking there because we're not there, and they could, because they're big cars or there's trucks or whatever, and that becomes obstructive.
No, you cannot. Sorry, I did say that it was down to council.
I know. I've just found your picture of your actual end.
Councillor Clark.
Last comment, sorry, for you, Chair. I think we also need to insist on limited size vehicles involved in any development down there. And if they are bringing the roofing gear all made up, they are going to be on big lorries. So therefore, this could well be a problem for them anyway. So I think this needs to be highlighted here to the planners that there will be certain necessities of large lorries because of the type of equipment and building materials that they're bringing, and they will not be able to get down the lane. Sorry, that's what I'm speaking.
May I just say something about what you were saying about the they put the cones outside the almshouses?
Yeah, thank you. And sorry, no.
Oh, I was going to say, it took an hour and a half for them to get into Chapel Lane.
This is their...
This is our bit, you've had your bit.
Oh, no, I'm talking about this Chapel Lane thing.
It's irrelevant to this meeting.
No, I know.
Okay, so the proposal is to object to this development on grounds that it is too much. It's out of keeping with the rest of Rose Lane.
Good.
The housing is too large. There is liable to be too much impact from construction. And we believe that the road is probably too narrow. There looks to be one overlooking issue from block 2 straight down the garden. They show it blocked there by tree line.
Can I just say, that's the other. They are complaining about there. They've got problems there.
Well, I don't see that there's a sight line there.
Well, there is from the front. From there, straight forward.
There is definite overlooking at the back.
So long, it's a long way back. That's
We don't think it should be done. We also need to highlight the biodiversity and the fact that they have demolished the contents
before they started.
Before they even started, we would like a ecology officer down to talk to the parish and have a site visit. We would like to have the planning officer down and speak to the parish for a site visit. We believe that if construction happens, Rose Lane is too narrow to allow proper entrance and exits. And, the visibility display is not achievable. What else were we talking about? That all comes down to entrance exits and the fact that the road is too narrow. If they do decide to build, then we need a traffic management plan which drastically limits the vehicle size, time of delivery obviously, and entrance and exit probably out onto the high street only. I can't see that they get much going around the corner down the bottom end. Mm-hmm. That would be quite scary.
It would.
So the traffic has to go in and out one way, which sadly I'm not loving.
Yeah, me too.
I missed what you mentioned about the checking our land ownership bit.
That's this not part of the objection at the moment. It can't be, because we don't know. We'll deal with that in a second.
Okay.
Is there any other objections?
Just about the workmen's.
Oh yeah, management plan must be all vehicles on site, nothing parked on Rose Lane at all at any time.
Is it possible? Line of sight vehicles coming out of the
driveway.
Okay.
Thank you for your support.
We also need to check. That's the objection at the moment, and I would like to ask committee if we can delay submitting that and allow myself and clerk, the assistant clerk, to submit at a later date after we've checked on parish land.
Mm-hmm.
Check with the land registry what land belongs to us. We've got a few weeks. So we need to check the parish land and see if we can prevent them crossing that. It's essentially a ransom strip. So that should be nice and easy. And if that is the case, then we would object to them using our land for crossing. I think that's about it. Covers it.
Thank you.
To buy land off them.
Can I ask someone to propose that, please? A lot. You're proposing the proposal as written out and the delay for me and the assistant clerk to
check.
Okay. Councillor Clark and Councillor Alexander seconding. Those in favour. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Get as many letters as possible. Yeah.
Yes. In the spirit of being helpful, when the developer sent someone to measure the land, and I said, there's no point standing there, we had to
walk up and down there.
Mark this land and belong to the council, and then move the lot along. They looked along the line at all the banks as well, so you must know.
They measured down.
Sorry for shutting you down, but
this is
going
to be
interesting. You win the lottery, make it a lovely communal garden.
Yeah, no, I'd
love to.
I won it, I'd buy it.
Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you. Thanks for your patience.
Thank you.
Good luck with what you're
writing. Yeah. What are
you
all saying?
Okay, so we move back to PL 21, 26, 27 decision notices. Item A is a two-storey rear extension, including garage door at 48 Orchard Road. We resolved to object to this and the application was withdrawn. We'll come back to bite us at some point, no doubt.
No doubt.
Item B is tree works, fell in some Leyland cypress to the ground at 21 High Street. We didn't object and neither did the planning. Item C is more tree works, this time at 5 Friars Orchard. We didn't object and neither did district. Item D is a single storey rear extension including a replacement roof. This is at 4 Barham Court. We supported it, no comment, and permission was granted. Item E is demolition of the existing garage and storage shed to be replaced with a single storey side and rear extension at 31A Orchard Road. We supported that and permission was granted. Item F is a single storey rear extension at 18 Norwich Lane. We supported, no comment. It was a prior application, so that went through, permission not needed. Item G is removal of the existing building and erection of three dwellings with private gardens and car parking on site. This is at 19 to 21 Station Road, the old Cambridge Building Society. We supported that and permission was granted. Very quickly. Item H is tree works to reduce a sycamore at 8 Morlock Street. We didn't object, and neither did the district. Item PL 22, 26, 27, information only because we've already fed back on it and the deadline has passed. Conifer hedge to be trimmed, various other trees, contorted willow and a weeping willow. This is a Norwood's thatch, and we supported via email decision. Item PL 23, 26, 27, planning applications. Item A is the installation of a waterless toilet cabin. I don't propose we discuss that because that is our application anyway, so I assume we support it.
Yes.
Item B is various internal and external works and repairs for the management of dam to prevent water ingress at 79 High Street. This is a listed building consent. I propose to leave that to the officers at district. They will know better than us. From what I can see, the only external work is to replace some of the rendering at the bottom of it. Mm-hmm. This is the black and white house obviously the chip shop. So we support, no comment on that. Can I have a proposer? Councillor Clark, Councillor Alexander seconding, everyone in favour?
Yes.
Item C we've already dealt with. PL 24, 26, 27. Planning appeal to note that there has been an appeal lodged for the change of use of the poultry farm on 505 for training small dogs. We objected on a variety of grounds and permission was refused, so they have appealed. Do we need to put any comments in on that?
We just have to. It's
resubmit our objection.
We are able to, there is like a deadline for further comments. Further comments.
Councillor Clark.
Might be worth just resubmitting that our position hasn't changed.
So. Just stress that we still have the opinion that's wrong.
Just put a comment in.
And maybe mention that they are still using an exit they're not supposed to, which they've been told they're not to. But I think that says a lot about them. So I think it might just be worth reinforcing that.
Just reiterate our previous objection and note that the entrance onto the 505 is still in use. I'll propose that. Councillor Clark seconding, those in favour. Thank you. Okay, appeal 25, 26, 27 is to note correspondence from South Gowns District Council regarding the licensing of street trader consent for ice cream traders. That is duly noted. Thank you.
15 minutes.
PL 26, 26, 27, street works to notice the note the intends notice for TTRO S278 junction improvement works in New Road. This is proposal to close New Road again. Hopkins. So the diversion is right around the corner. The traffic lights have been included on this occasion. So it looks like they listened to us and they've taken notes. So I don't see any comments to be made. Just note that it's happening. PL 27, 26, 27, correspondence. To note to consider making comments on the Greater Cambridge Share Plan and Local Validation Checklist consultation. Did anyone look at this?
had a brief scan and that was it.
Yeah.
Didn't have time for much more.
Hopkins Homes. The first item is a motion to exclude public and press and turn off the recorder because we have confidential business to discuss. Can I have someone to propose that we throw everyone out? Councillor Clark, seconded Councillor Alexander. Those in favour, that's unanimous. Stop the tape.